Why you wanna leave me alone? You know I've been calling. You don't wanna answer me. Baby, I've been calling. You don't wanna answer me. Yeah, baby, I've been calling. You don't wanna answer me. All day I've been calling. You don't wanna answer me.
Say she gotta go a long time, yeah. I remember the fun times, cause you and me hit it one time, yeah. All we have is this one life, and call me back when you're online, yeah. Calm down when you slow down when you calm down, you never know, girl. Girl, you know you give me no love, yeah. Girl, you know you gotta show mercy, things you do make me confess, so only your smile make me undress, so no time to slow down, yeah. We hit the club, you better go down, yeah. Baby, it's dark around, baby, you want my sunrise. Staring out the night and see your way. You know my heart breaking, no way. She ain't loving me, no way. Summer come and carry me, no way. Imagine see your way. You know my heart breaking, no way. She ain't loving me, no way. Summer come and carry me, no way. So we out for a gunshot, too. Will you stay, will you run far away? 20 guys when I come by, oh. Y'all don't want it, just won't shy away. Oh, you know you give me life, oh. No battle is all bad, oh. Make a day for me for life, oh. Cause you know we got one life. Yeah, you know you give me no love, eh. Yeah, you know you gotta show mercy, things you do make me confess, oh. Only a smile make me undress, oh. No time to slow down, eh. We hit the club, you better go down, eh. Baby, it's dark around. Baby, you want my sunrise. Screaming out the night and see your way. You know my heart breaking, no way. She ain't loving me, no way. Summer come and carry me, no way. Imagine see your way. You know my heart breaking, no way. She ain't loving me, no way. Summer come and carry me.
And if you're down, let me know.
10 balls goes falling. Hella champagne pouring, yeah. Bad girl, I'm calling. Inviting them all in, yeah. Baby, can you see? I'ma let them be. You're the only one for me. All eyes on me. I see your jealousy. Don't panic, I will set you free. Cause I'm nice now. And you're nice too. We can go to Miami anytime. Fly out, then I fly you. We don't need no drama.
Testing, testing. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome, awesome. This is WVOF radio station listening on 88.5. Selamat datang.
Karibuni.
Welcome to the day show tonight with me, Patty Setiari, and
me, Akbaruni Onkuru. The DAE show is where we come to share our commonalities and talk about topics that we all relate to in college, relationships, music, entertainment, and everything beyond.
Everything beyond. DAE is an acronym that means Does Anyone Else? Every episode we go over a theme and ask the question, does anyone else think the same and or differently than us?
We aim to bridge that gap between us all through looking at our differences and seeing through the common thread.
This is a place where we can be transparent and free because despite all of our differences,
we are more connected than we think. Yes, sir. We hope everyone is doing well. Thank you again for tuning in and supporting us. You know, this is the DAE show.
You know how it is. A huge thank you to our loyal and amazing viewers out there. Thank you guys.
Yeah,
thank
we have you. We are having a phenomenal blast tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're so glad that y'all spread the word and, you know what I'm saying, tell your friends and your nannies and your grandmas and your unborn child, you know what I'm saying, about a DAE show.
Tell everybody, you know, your donkeys, ee-haw, your monkeys, all of those animals. Let's keep spreading this positivity and, you know, building those bridges.
Yo, tonight, man, we're building these bridges. We have our two lovely guests in the studio, man.
We got the heat right now. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start.
I need to unbutton this first, you know what I'm saying?
You hear those wonderful laughs, all right? Oh,
come on now.
Who should we start with tonight?
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Unwrap these gifts.
Oh, gifts.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Ladies first. Hey. He's a gentleman.
Can you please introduce yourself, please?
I'm Janaea Butler, a senior at Fairfield University. And, I'm just happy to be on the show and thankful that you guys invited me on the show.
Thank you.
But you just like left me hanging, bro. We wanna hear all about you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
okay.
Show.
You know what I'm saying?
Be vulnerable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. So I'm a nursing student at Fairfield University. I plan on, you know, becoming a nurse this upcoming May when I graduate. Woo-hoo. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I started a nonprofit organization called the Butterfly Movement, to empower and motivate young women to fulfill the shoes that they want to fulfill and be the women that they want to be. We target only women at this current moment, but we plan to broaden our horizon when we get a better following. But I'm super, super supported by the women who participate in our movement, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
Awesome. And where can people find the links to the website or anything like that?
Yes. So on Instagram, it's at the Butterfly Movement, and on Facebook, it's at the Butterfly Movement as well.
Beautiful. I feel like I'm sitting with the inspiration for the future generation of women right now with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege. You don't get this often. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you again for coming. Thank you. And can't forget, over there to my left, could you introduce yourself, young man?
Definitely. PJ Lucky. You know, known in many different
places, you know? I mean, definitely here at Fairfield, working student diversity. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I'm a mentor. You know, I do some coaching with some youth. I also do some music on the side. You know, I'm a co-host of a great podcast called The Word on the Beat Podcast, ooh, where life lessons and music collide.
Wow. I heard that you're a rapper. You know,
I
want somebody to prove me wrong, unless that's wrong.
No, I make beats. I make some beats.
You make some beats?
Yeah, yeah.
Kanye West, or the generation? Or
Kanye was my favorite producer, actually, at one point.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, College Dropout mixtape, not the album. That's old school. Yeah, that's old school.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Where can they find the podcast, by the way?
The podcast is on YouTube. Just search Word on the Beat. You'll sign up if you see us right there. Also, our Insta is Zion Sound LLC. Mm. Check us out.
Zion Sound. That's an interesting name. Where did you get the inspiration from, Zion Sound?
Well, that's a great point. Well, I am a very religious and spiritual man. And, you know, Zion.
You remind me of Lauryn Hill, man. Take me back to Zion.
Hey, mm-hmm. Actually, on that College Dropout mixtape by Kanye, Lauryn Hill actually was a sample on that, which actually got me connected to really liking Kanye's music. Speaking of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, man.
Some music facts.
But give us that check, Lauryn Hill, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Stop playing.
But the meaning of Zion, and when you look at where it's at located, there's a lot of history behind it. It really talks about like a place where it was a place of praise, mm, and a place of high esteem and a sacred place. So, you know, that's where we took it from. We want to make sure we have a certain sound coming out there, some clean music.
Ooh. Yes.
I respect that.
Yes.
I guess people were probably just wondering. They thought it was, you know, Zion, like the basketball player. You know, that's what
Williamson.
Not that Zion.
He can't do that.
He
got to be sacred, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Steph Curry, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, Zion Williamson.
I'm not saying PG's a bandwagon, but he's a bandwagon.
Steph Curry, baby.
Wait, so new school rappers or old school rappers? Where do you stand?
I'm going old school. I mean, like, yeah. It's interesting. Old school is so different. I mean, like, these new guys, I'm just not with the baby. I'm sorry. I just can't get down with
it. The baby.
I'm straight on little Uzi Vert.
No.
What do you think, Janae? What's your opinion?
I have mixed emotions with both. I love old school, but I do feel like some new school rappers have potential to, you know, be legends just like old school.
There's a few.
But I feel like old school definitely rocks nonstop.
Yo, he said there's a few.
Like who? I mean, Cole, of course. Okay. Cole, Kendrick. You know, Logic is not bad either in my book, you know. But, you know, that's Drake has changed. I like old Drake. I like singing Drake. No, I like Houston, Atlanta, Vegas singing Drake.
Oh, okay. Drake, stop playing and sponsor us, okay? Right.
We need that check, Drake.
Like, I like Take Care, Drake. You
know? Oh, that's a good one.
You know what I mean?
That's when Rihanna was in there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, Rihanna was there. Black woman was there. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I know. Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming today on your busy schedule.
Absolutely.
You are so busy. I'm glad that we got to have them here at the same time.
Right.
It's crazy.
This is amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Like
life changing.
Yo.
I know.
What moment can be better than this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know how it is. But yeah. I'm sure if you guys want to find us, it's our Instagram again is at DAEAnyone. That's at DAEAnyone. What's our Instagram handle, PJ?
At DAEAnyone.
At DAEAnyone.
Oh, thank you. Every time we tell our guests to memorize it so we can tell everybody. Yeah, so please follow us for more content for the next episode. Next week we're not going to be here because, you know, I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Come back. Whatever. How do you
say it? Nolens.
I'm going to come back.
Oh, Nolens? That's the jazz city, bro.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I'm going to come back. I'm Patty.
Oh, man.
Lord help me.
Took the words out of my mouth.
I know. He knows already. Oh, my goodness. That should be exciting. But we'll be back again the following week with an amazing guest as well.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we just start off with our fact of the week.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. And our fact of the week is the passion fruit. Yo, I'm talking about passion fruit.
Passion fruit
is a beneficial fruit with healthful nutritional profile. It contains high level of vitamin A, which is important for skin, vision, and the immune system, and vitamin C, which is an important antioxidant. Mm-hmm. Passion fruit is also very, very high in fiber. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Passion wow. fruit. Do you guys like passion fruit?
Yeah, passion fruit is good. But I thought you were talking about the Drake song at first when he said
that. That would be funny, right?
I said passion fruit. I'm like, what, Drake?
No, we're talking about the fruit, man. You know?
Gotcha.
The fruit of passion.
I do.
Is that your favorite fruit or do you have another favorite fruit?
No, it's not my favorite. My favorite fruit, I would say, has to be pineapples.
Oh, I love pineapples.
I do really like pineapples. Mm-hmm.
But after a while, your mouth can get a little...
Yeah, too many.
Yeah. Very acidic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I love pineapples, don't get me wrong. I was making a funny face, though, when you said that.
I never want pineapples.
What do you hear about pineapple, PJs?
Yeah, come on, man.
You have like
nah, pineapple is good. You know,
is it a pet peeve of yours?
No. Like, come on, you mix it up, a pineapple mango smoothies, banging.
Oh yeah,
and your Robex. What's the place?
I go to Robex.
Robex.
This man, Robex, can you sponsor us? You always go to Robex. What's that thing you told me to get one time?
Oh, the 800-pound gorilla.
800 pound.
Yeah, it's a protein shake. It's banging.
Oh.
It's like peanut butter, protein. I think it's rice milk in it and bananas. Mm.
Rice and milk.
No, rice milk. Not rice and milk. I don't know if that would work like
that. Yeah, rice milk.
He said rice and milk.
Nah, rice ain't gonna blend well.
Right.
It's gonna be chunky. I think you could blend rice, but it's. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be thick.
Yeah.
That's why it's an 800-pound gorilla.
Some thick right. milkshake.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite fruit, PJ? This guy's a healthy man sometimes.
I know.
Well, you know, I like bananas, but only like in shakes and stuff. Like, I don't like eating them by themselves. That's weird, right? I like banana flavor everything, like banana pie, banana pudding.
I love bananas.
You, like, you love eating bananas?
Bananas are good.
Like, not by itself.
Like by itself, like peeling them.
It's not bad. No, I know what you mean. Like,
what do I mean?
This guy's clowning. He's clowning me right now. Everybody, you see this? He's clowning me. Bananas are good. I don't know.
The flavor. I love the flavor of bananas.
It depends, though. I don't know. Do you like it, like, riper or?
I just like just normal ripe. Chop it up, put it in the smoothie.
That's kind of like me. I like banana pudding, but I won't eat a regular banana. Only because, I'm partially allergic to them, actually.
No way.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Banana pudding, it's something different.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Or even like a banana Laffy Taffy. Yeah. I know people don't really like them, but I do.
Oh, I love
those
too. Good. The one, what is it? What's that company?
Was it one Nalate?
Nalate? I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know that one. I'm talking about the regular one, the basic one. Laffy Taffy? You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, it's banana Laffy Taffy, banana Nalate.
Yeah.
The regular one, like Nerds or whatever.
Nah, bro, you ain't no corner stores. Didn't you from Bridgeport, bro? Oh, you're on the north end. You ain't got no corner stores.
Everyone's clowning
you
today, everybody. Thank you very much.
You ain't gonna stop and shop to get to. Yeah.
Food bazaar.
Food bazaar.
I got you.
But that's like more Asian stuff. Y'all don't want that, okay? So that's the one. It was fruits. Y'all ever had durian before?
No.
I have.
You like it?
It reminds me of grapes.
Grapes?
Yeah, like not the way it looks, but the flavor reminds me of grapes.
Hmm. What kind of fruit are you talking about?
I'm talking about durian.
Durian. The one that smells. It's spiky.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
Durian.
You guys should look it up.
Not dates, right?
No, not dates.
Not dates.
No, I think
I've had a date.
Dates are
sweet. Oh, this one.
Dates are super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm wrong. Sorry, I'm not talking about durian. My bad.
What do you think about?
Well, I've never had this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have a caller. No.
I check him.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Hello. Hello? Caller, can you hear us? I can't hear you.
please call again.
Usually it works. Well, please call again. So you never tried doing it?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about getting up for some reason. My bad, not Dorian.
Oh,
Dorian, man. Dorian's good. But it's like, it's someone that smells really bad. You've probably seen YouTube videos of people.
I mean, I know what it looks like, but I never
it's a spiky fruit, and they call it the king of fruits for some reason. I don't know, it's like some Southeast Asian kind of fruit, but it smells really bad. Like, yeah. Like feet. Oh, okay. Yeah. And either you love it or you hate it. It's very mushy.
How bad can you smell? Like,
yeah.
Like gym socks, you know?
Kind of thing. Like a lingering smell.
Yeah. It's So it's either you love the taste or you hate it.
Yeah.
There's like no in between. I love it, but like a lot of my friends don't. So. Maybe we should bring it one day.
Maybe we should do. We should do a contest, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that would be nice.
And then the viewers won't have to smell it. So you can just see everyone else suffer. I know. Yeah. Durian's a pretty good fruit.
Okay.
Apple, you have any favorite fruits?
Passion fruit should be one. Should be one of my favorite fruits.
I like passion fruit.
But I haven't. I don't see it often in America. Like, I don't know, not say in America, but like where I live. Because America is very big. Yeah. I don't see often of where I live. But like, if you know P1.
Yeah, I'm not sure P1, yeah.
Yeah, they have like very good passion fruit smoothie, bro. Yeah. It's like amazing.
P1, what's
that? It's a smoothie place in Bridgeport. It's banging.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
I've been in Fairfield
for
too long now. Hey. Take me back, Bridgeport. Stop playing. Yeah. Last time I went to Bridgeport was the meatless place I went with Lucario.
Oh, cool.
Junior's.
Oh, so I went to the other one.
Which one?
Remember, I was on Capitol. You went to the new one.
Oh, you went
to Shondo's. That's what I went to.
The new one that opened up, Junior's Meatless. It's vegan.
I haven't heard of that one. Yeah.
That's good that they opened that up.
I know, but it was popping. I liked it. It was good. It was like a mom and pop shop kind of thing. It was like a husband, wife, and then kid. But yeah, you gotta support those local businesses.
Yes, sir.
Food was really good, really good. Before we continue, we have to do a short PSA about the flu vaccine. So stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be back after these messages.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Did you get your flu vaccine yet? Make that your mission for today.
Did you say mission? Let's do this. Lee Majors here. The flu season coming up, we all have to help protect ourselves by getting a flu vaccine. If you're 65 and older like me, you gotta even be more careful.
Look out!
Our immune system may not be as strong as it used to be, so we have to do everything we can to keep the flu from catching up with us. Educating yourself about your flu vaccine options is important. It's also really easy. So ask about your vaccine options, because if you're a tough guy like me, you may need a tough vaccine. The flu can aggravate other conditions, so make it your mission to get the right flu shot for your age.
Lee, is that you? Did you complete your mission?
Oh, you mean the flu shot. No sweat. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more about your vaccine options. That's ncoa.org/flu.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
Football
stadium.
I want
to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America.
We're back again, you know, give garbage another life or something like that. So I forgot what the PSA said. And also, get that flu vaccine, you know.
Checked out.
Stay safe from that coronavirus. We got, as you can see, all the Purell is over here. We're safe out here. This is how you do it. Mm-hmm. And you spread it on evenly. Arigato.
Unfortunately, most stores found out that they were lacking soap. Because of the thing, the virus. That's crazy.
Most stores are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think we have a caller over here.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the DAE show with me, with Patrick Setiadi.
Me over here.
And Akbaru Nyonkuru.
Okay. I was calling because my goddaughter's on the show today.
Oh, wow. That's so special.
Hello, Uncle Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Do you have any questions for us?
Question I have is, what are we talking about?
Good question.
That's a good question.
This is perfect transition perfect to our transition. Question of the week. Ooh. Yes, Akbar, could you say the question of the week, Mama?
So our question of the week is that, does anyone else have an activity that they lose track of time with? I repeat, does anyone else have an activity that they lose track of time with? That's the question of the week, sir.
Do you have an activity that you lose track of time with?
Only thing I can say is work.
That was a real answer, my man. That was a real one.
Absolutely.
It is work, yes.
Where do you work?
I work at Cerner. Cerner Corporation in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
Kansas City.
Representing. TJ, what you know about Kansas City?
What you know about Kansas City, Missouri?
Wait, that's in Missouri?
Yeah, so you, yeah,
I
Missouri.
Had no, I had no idea. I was thinking about Texas, you know.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Awesome.
I need to learn geography, bro. This is so embarrassing. Why am I in college?
That's what we're in college to learn more, right. You know? Well, Janaea's killing it over here. We appreciate you calling from Kansas City. That's far, man.
I go where my goddaughter/niece is.
Absolutely.
I support her.
Yes.
That's real.
We love that. Do you have anything to say to the audience or anyone else out there?
Call in.
Definitely, man.
Thank you so much for your support.
No problem.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good night.
You as well.
Too. Have a good night. All right. Uncle Kelly.
Bye. Y'all have a good one. Y'all need to you guys need to answer that question yourself.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Stay tuned, my man. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir, Uncle Kelly.
All right. All right.
Take care.
Stay
have
tuned.
A
all right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Amazing.
Yeah. You're clowning too,
that's
man.
Real support. That's real support right there.
I love that. You know, kudos on him, man. This is what it's all about. We just got to keep supporting each other. You know, 2020, okay. You're
yes,
supporting
sir.
Each other. That's
yes,
what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you
know?
Sir.
Oh, my
yes,
God. That was great. I love the energy.
Yes.
I feel like I'm ready now. Not
right.
I got to go to Missouri now. After I go to New Orleans, you know, I'm going to come back a new man, everybody. Welcome to the
party.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, for our listeners just tuning in, our question of the week is, if you're working on... Oh, never mind. Wrong one. that got me dead. Does anyone else have an activity that they lose track of time with? All right. Why don't we start with PJ?
Oh, great.
It's funny that I asked this question because before we came to the studio, he was doing a little something-something.
Something-something.
Oh, yeah. I definitely lose track of time when making music, man. It's just something that, again, I've been doing since, I want to say, like, freshman year of high school. Where I had a mentor that put me on to doing some work in the studio, and from there started doing a little bit of writing, and I loved it, man.
Wow.
So yeah. And actually my mom is a musician and a singer.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. I was almost born on an organ.
Oh. Wow. Wait,
like in church my mom was on the organ playing.
Wow.
And she went into labor and went to the hospital and I was born.
Wow.
No
wow.
way.
Yeah.
That's
cool,
amazing.
It's
music,
my blood,
music, yeah, literally, music's in your blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have a sample track that you would like people to hear?
Let's hear
actually,
it.
Actually, I random stuff I was
let's
doing.
Let's hear it. Yeah. Airdrop it, you know what I'm saying? So you can
put it right here.
Yeah, but this is not even done, though.
Oh, no, we
spontaneous.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to ask PJ to make us some beats for our intro, but you know, he's a busy man.
All right, this is what I was working on right before Patty came in.
Ready? Hey,
you ready? You
should be playing right now.
Here. Patty Shoe Rap?
Hey.
Let's do it. Let's do it. The D-A-E. The D-A-E. The D-A-E. The D-A-E. Multicultural. Patty and Akbar. We out here killing it. Yeah. The D-A-E. The D-A-E. Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah. The D-A-E.
Janet's on it. Yo, come on up.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Patty and Akbar in the radio show, making they stuff and doing what they do.
The D-A-E. D-A-E. The D-A-E.
All right, Patty.
Okay. The D-A-E.
Go ahead, baby Trey.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Hiya.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
My clothes are kind of weird. I still have fashion every single day. Hey. Spread that passion.
Oh. Hey.
Passion fruit.
Oh, passion fruit.
Hey. The D-A-E.
Oh, man. Y'all funny, man. Y'all funny.
Thank you, PJ, for that beat.
Yes, sir.
Let us know if that should be the beat or if we should make something else.
I like that one.
The D-A-E.
The D-A-E.
Look at that. Oh my God, that got me dead, man.
Oh man. Yo.
So music.
Yeah, music and studying, man. I like reading too, man. Sometimes I get into some research and I'm just like, oh, forget what time it is, man.
What's your go-to like research that you like?
So, well, I do a lot of studying like with the Bible and stuff, man. Some discipline stuff, some religious and spiritual stuff that I just get zoned in. Because it's, you know, and not just the Bible stuff, just self-help, man.
Right.
I'm just thinking about my purpose in the future.
Purpose, passion, and what else?
Passion fruit.
I think he knows why I'm saying this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did a workshop on planning, purpose, and passion.
Three P's.
Triple P, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Triple P for PJ and Patty. That's P's right here. Thank you. Thanks for sharing, PJ.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. What about you, Janae? You got any activities?
Absolutely. I would say that I lose track of time when I am indebted into people. I very much like to see people progress. Right. And I will put so much of myself into it that I will lose track of days. Mm. It's even with the butterfly movement in itself, as many women that I've been hitting up and I've been texting them and reminding them, not because it benefits me. None of this benefits me at all. It's just the fact that I want to see people, especially in my community in Bridgeport, I want to see them progress. Mm. And if I put the effort forward, then I can get my people to where they need to be. So I would say definitely the butterfly movement. I lose track of time with nursing. I lose track of time with talking to my aunt. I lose track of time. I can chat it up. So
shout out to you, auntie. You know,
yeah.
Shout out to aunt.
That's Uncle Kelly's wife.
No, she's my mom's sister.
Shout out to you, Uncle Kelly.
Yes.
Kansas City.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you. What about you,
Akbar?
Wow. You got anything, man?
I'm amazed. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of, we have like passionate people in the building here, and it's like it's amazing to see. You know what I'm saying? That's inspirational to me. You know, yeah. I was amazed how quickly you've been putting on, like, I'm like, how does she get these amazing individuals? You know, I say, how does she do this?
Honestly, the way I get it is, I'll start with one girl. For example, India Harper. She sells head wraps.
Yes.
I started out just looking at her and saying she's a young African American woman who sells things, and I'm like, I want to support somebody, and I bought a head wrap. And then I noticed that she had a friend who then made clothes. Started following her friend who made clothes. She has another friend who makes necklaces. Started following that friend. So literally I build off of other women who already know each other. And just literally being on Instagram and on Facebook and seeing these women post their things, and they may get one or two likes. And I'm like, you know what? I want to support you. Why shouldn't I? you know? And that's literally how I get them. It's not like, oh, this person is, you know, they're well known. A lot of these ladies aren't well known, but we can become well known together.
Exactly.
And
together.
That's how I together. Get
them. Together we rise, right, PJ?
Together we rise on what we saw.
Yes.
I was amazed because I saw someone who actually went to high school, same high school. She knit clothes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like,
Stella.
How did she? Stella. I was like, how did she? You know, how they connect?
How much time she spends in doing that? She deserves to be recognized.
Exactly.
And that's what I was like. Wow, you knit these clothes by yourself? Yeah, I do. Oh my God, you
it's
need
beautiful, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, somebody should see this.
You know, it's amazing, man. I would say an activity that I lose track of time doing would be like writing. You know what I'm saying?
No. You're a poet, right?
I'm not a poet. You know, I write about my life. Bro.
Yes.
Okay. I respect that. We can't box you in. I got you.
Langston Hughes, a poet. You know what I'm saying? Maya Angelou, a poet.
No, Langston Hughes was more than a poet, though.
I know. It's revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? Amazing individual. Me, I just write about my life, bro. You know, when I'm doing that, time can go by. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my own thoughts. Just like making a beat. You know what I'm saying? Just like sitting here, party clowning us. Crazy stuff.
You're clowning me. Everyone's clowning me today. That's cool. Right? Any other activities, Akwa, you have that, you know, make you lose track of time?
Ooh. Yeah, that would be writing, and then, you know what I'm saying, being here right here.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an hour, but sometimes it feels like 20 minutes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're having fun.
Yeah.
This is like, what episode? How many shows have we done? So many.
I think we are like episode 17. This is going to be like episode 18. I think it's more than that because we have two or three that we didn't air.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot. So I was like, how did we do this? You know what I'm saying?
Now, this show, The Day Show, man, makes me lose track of time. I love this show. Love working on it, getting the guests prepared, getting all the quotes ready, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It feels like it's like fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Like when I get a good script going and I'm like, oh, I know PJ and Janae. Oh no! When I had that in my head, I was like, "That's gonna be fire." And then when I posted on Instagram, everyone was like, "Oh, that's fire!" I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
You're somewhere sitting blushing. You know, saying, I know.
You know what's up. You know, but yeah, this stuff. I love entertaining y'all. Being on that stage is just. It flies by the time. Like, if I have to speak for an hour, it feels like it's 2 minutes.
Yes.
And I could be there forever. It just feels good, you know? And that passion just drives you to keep going and keep thriving, as they say.
That's right.
You know?
Exactly.
Together we rise and onward we
soar.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to Res Life out there.
Yes.
You actually have your jacket right there?
I do.
Hey, okay. Yep.
For someone who don't know Res Life and is listening, you know, what's Res Life?
I think PJ can explain this. He's been here.
I mean, Res Life is a lot. I mean, they do a lot of co-curricular learning. But pretty much they're educating the whole person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're educating life skills. Mm-hmm. They're giving support to students that need it in any way that they can. But they usually cater to residential students, but actually here at Fairfield University, we also cater to our community students where we support them in every way that we can for them to be successful.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. That's amazing.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out to Res Life.
Absolutely. I know. Well, PJ switched roles, actually.
Oh, yeah, I'm in diversity now.
Oh.
Can you tell us about that office, actually? Yeah.
Oh, dope. Yeah. Student diversity, literally, we're really here to support all students. And really educate students when it comes to diversity and inclusion.
Mm.
But particularly to also support students on the margins or students of color, first-generation students, to make sure they have access to everything they need to be successful. Mm. My hope really is for every student that walks through our office to really enhance their lives, man, so that they know that they can make it.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely.
Inspirational, man.
Yes, sir.
We're glad you're here to help us, man.
Glad to be here.
Gonna miss you when I graduate. Okay. I'll still send you some clips of me singing. Yeah. Me and PJ are gonna release a mixtape sooner or later, y'all. Don't stop playing, you know?
Baby Trey and PJ.
Right.
he always messes with me because I'm Baby Trey Songz, you know, as they say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know?
Oh, yeah? Give me some.
Let me hear you sing, Patty.
I'm a good boy. that's not how he sounds.
That wasn't Trey, Patty. I don't know.
that's actually Chris Brown. Shout out to Chris Brown.
Oh, man. I don't know who that was, Patty.
I love treat, music. R&B music, man. Oh, that also makes me lose track of time, like dancing and like.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. When music starts playing, man, it just flies by like that.
But Patty, don't you sing for real? Why are you playing, Patty? Patty,
my,
listen.
My voice is a little messed up, man. I got to get ready for New Orleans.
Right.
Everyone's like getting sick. That's what I got. Where I got my orange? Oh, I got my orange in the back right there, y'all. Mm-hmm. You guys can't see. Trying to stay healthy out there for that next week.
Absolutely.
Everyone's getting sick, I mean.
Yeah.
And then the study abroad kids are coming back the week after.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This semester is just flying by.
It really is.
Yeah. Less than 74 nights till graduation.
I know, can't wait.
Me and Janae, are we ready to be?
Yes.
You know,
out of here.
Bellarmine Hall. Mm-hmm. What is it? May 17th.
May 17th. Yep.
I know PJ's gonna be there because he better stop playing games. Oh, man. You gotta support me. Come on, man.
Yeah. We support you, Patty. We support you, Janae.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
I know it's exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff. You know.
Ooh. Talking about, you know, losing time, losing track of time, you know, in an activity, what do you think is the most thing that makes you like feel like I'm lost track of time in this thing? Like, there gotta be some, you know, when you go to work, like to a 9-to-5 job, if you don't like it, you know, I feel like I can't wait to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? But this is different because you're losing time, losing track of time in something. Why?
So I just want to make sure I clear. Like, you mean like, why do we lose track of time?
Yeah.
Like the why?
Yeah.
It's like the why behind the music. The why behind the study.
The why behind the yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go deeper in that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we can go deep.
I don't want to miss something.
Yeah.
I want the whole picture.
Yeah. Well, I think the why behind the music, man. I think it's just music is just a powerful thing. I think people use music as therapy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, growing up in Bridgeport. Not just in Bridgeport, just me growing up. Whenever I felt a certain kind of way or wanted to express myself, I felt like I can always go to either making a beat or writing a song about how I was feeling, whether that was me feeling grateful about something, me feeling upset about something, me wanting to express my love for someone, like my beautiful wife, Samantha Lucky.
Ooh! Yeah!
So, you know, to me, that's why I just that losing track of time. And even in that gratitude piece, man, I'm just very thankful for where I am, man. I know I owe it to, you know, my higher power, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, man.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's easy for me to lose track of time when I'm just, like, grateful. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's,
gratitude.
That's powerful, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful. Like, awesome. I feel like, you know, gratitude is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Everybody should carry in their heart. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not grateful out here, bro, like, for the air we're giving, people are dying out there, you know. Exactly. Breathing right here. Do you feel that? Do you feel that?
I feel that success. We got a lot of success.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
What about you, Janae? You know, what about you?
Yeah, the why behind what I do is because I want to be the person that I needed. The why behind what I do is because I want to see my community be better. Because I want to stop the excuses. Because it's 2020, and
it is 2020.
You know, this excuses are done. The fact that I'm not ready is done, because if you're not ready today, you're not ready tomorrow. You weren't ready yesterday. You weren't ready last week. Ooh, you need to do it now.
Say it, Queen.
You know,
say it.
Come on.
So
say it. Come on now.
That in itself is the why. You know, like I said, when I created the butterfly movement, I was laying in bed and I was supposed to be writing a paper. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting here like, you know what? Stop. I've been sitting here with this page on Instagram and I haven't done anything with it.
Yeah.
Let me do something with it. Because what am I sitting here with it for? And it's just on my phone, taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make it into something that I feel passionate about. And I feel passionate about helping people. And it doesn't have to be being a nurse. It can be being somebody's mentor. It could be going to a school. Yeah. It can be making sure that somebody got bus fare. It can be just being there for somebody as a friend.
Yes.
But just making sure that you get to that next step is my why.
Dope. Mm. I love that. Can I just add to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's funny when you said, actually, when I was thinking about the podcast, I was in St. Louis. I was in Missouri, actually. And actually, I was in bed. Mm-hmm. And I was writing. Yeah. I'm like, what can I do to help make sure, like, life lessons and music come out there? Mm-hmm. But literally, it was just a thought. And I started writing. I'm like, I gotta do something.
Right.
Like, you know, my why behind it is much greater. I want artists to be able to get out there and express themselves just in a greater way.
Yeah.
So again, I can connect with that. That's why we started the podcast, Word on the Beat.
Wow, Word on the Beat, everybody. Follow them on Instagram.
Also, that you only have one life to live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you gotta take advantage of that one life. There has to be a purpose, and making your mark is the point of being here on earth. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, what did you do with yourself? You know, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's interesting you say that. And I remember as you say, you wanted to be the person you needed. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here wondering, like, what's your life story? You know what I'm saying?
Drop the mic.
Like, what's my life story?
Yeah, like, you know, why you say, you know, you want to be the person you needed. Yeah. Like, I want to know. I feel like there's more, you know, say, that you haven't told us.
I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I had a wonderful family. I have a wonderful family. We have a strong bond, strong unity. Yes. But I found myself going to school and coming home, and, you know, my mom would work and she would provide, and it would be, I felt like the school system didn't have that big brother, big sister. Mm-hmm. I had a brother who, sure. I mean, my brother, he is my brother, but he goes to Central. Well, he went to Central, and I was kind of alone. Yeah. I was kind of alone, and I wanted a female figure that I could look up to and that I knew would steer me correctly, because my mom was doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. And I did find one. Her name is Yolema Felican.
Okay. Oh, shout out to Yolema.
Wow. She was my cheer coach, everybody. Freshman year, and she was an amazing resource for me, and I still look up to her to this day. She works here, and she's amazing, but she was one of the women who provoked me to start the movement. Mm. She was actually what I just said about the starting it today, tomorrow, next year. She was the one who said that to me.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like you need to surround yourself with that winning circle.
Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah.
Great people in your life.
All the time, bro.
Shout out to PJ, one of my mentors, actually. seriously, like, I'm not even joking. Yes,
how do you feel having your mentor in the studio today?
Bro, I didn't know what's going to happen.
Be like, mentor, I made it.
I know. It's like, was it passing the torch or what? Some crazy training. But yeah, man. Appreciate you, PJ, because
honestly,
you inspired me to make the show also.
Awesome.
Honestly, because, like, you just got to pursue your dreams. And like you said, you can't wait. Like Janae was saying, like,
no wait.
No wait. Just do it. You know,
just do it. Yes.
The days are just going to keep going by. You can't push away graduation. Graduation's going to be there.
Right.
You know, it's just time's gonna keep going. No, it's not gonna stop for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
just gotta live it up.
Yo, this is amazing. You know, like you talked about, you know, mom going to work and like not having. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I look at that every day because, like, you know, it's like kind of similar situations. Mm-hmm. But I have little brothers.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? We just mom and me and them and like. I say, you know, all the time I ask myself, like, you know, saying, well. What kind of person am I going to be to these kids? You know what I'm saying? Because eventually, I know they go to school and it's the same experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go there and feel alone and be like, I need a big brother. I need someone who can guide me through these periods, not for me not to feel alone in these things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's powerful. That's powerful, man. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. You
know. No problem.
Thank you for sharing.
People waving at us. They're the best.
Oh,
okay. Shout out to y'all if y'all can hear me. Oh, great. I don't think she could hear me because the sound barrier. But before we continue, we have another PSA. So I hope you guys stay tuned again. It's about bear sighting, I think. Yes.
Let's do it.
Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right, and we're back, and unfortunately, we have to let Janaea go because she's busy.
Yeah.
This is so sad for everyone in the studio, you know what I'm saying? But we hope to bring her back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have some any closing remarks for the fans out there?
Just thank you for having me, honestly, on the DAE show.
What's our handle?
Yes, DAE anyone.
Yes!
Also, just to put it out there that the Butterfly Movement is having a program here at Fairfield University campus in lower level BCC, room 200, March 20th at 2 p.m.
Everybody, remember, the Butterfly Movement is having
An event
on March
20th
here at Fairfield University in lower BCC room
200.
Yes, let's do it.
Your support. And Janaea, thank you again a million times.
Thank you.
Please come soon. Good luck with everything.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Domo arigato.
Asante.
Domo arigato.
Oh, there you go. She knows how to do it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Janaea.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tell Uncle Kelly we said what up.
I know. Shout out to him. He was funny.
Kansas City, Missouri.
I know. All right. Before we wrap up the show, we just have this quote of the week to inspire everybody. I guess I'll read it.
Oh.
Because it kind of connects to our theme of the week.
Yes.
So the quote of the week is, if you are working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Mm. If you are working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. Mm. The vision pulls you. That's by
Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Look, the homie. Rest in peace. So, PJ, what do you think about that quote, my man?
That's a dope quote. I think in general, like, you know, there's another quote by one of my favorite motivational speakers, Eric Thomas. That says your passion. He's they call him the hip-hop preacher.
Okay.
He's huge on, like, he's like the number one speaker in the world for motivation. Mm-hmm. But he has a quote that says, my passion wakes me up. Mm. So just when it comes to, like, you getting up, do the things that you're passionate about, like, you'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, it wakes you up. That drive will keep pulling you toward it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you're invested in something, man, I like, you're all for it.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things I'm invested in within my community, man. Like, I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you don't got to ask me. I'm going to be there early. I'm going to be there late.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be there to serve, man.
Be there.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Like that.
Yes, man.
Just like the day show, right? You're here to serve.
We're here to serve, man. You guys are doing some great things. I really appreciate being here, man.
Thank you,
man. Being here, man.
Right.
You know,
the day show.
Inspire everybody, you know, the day show. We'll make a beat soon. Don't worry. Have a nice intro with some raps over there.
Some raps.
Like, yeah, we'll make some beats for the day show.
There you go, please. I know PJ's always busy, but, you know, if the passion drives him, he's not busy.
He's not busy.
Look at that. See, you see how that works? Coming real soon. Aqua, what do you think about the quote?
Yeah, that's an amazing quote, man. That's an amazing quote. I think there's truth to it. You know, I think there's truth to this quote. I don't think, you know, say working hard. You don't feel like working hard when you're doing something you love. Mm. Like, you don't, you're not gonna be like, I'm working hard. Nah, it's not. It's just like, I'm just working. Cause this, I love this, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I say no. There's no overtime or under working. It's just working. You know, if you love what you're doing, though,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, like, if they allow us to do 2 hours right here, we'll be doing.
I know. Unfortunately, there's a show after this, but shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
They might have went to spring break. I don't know.
No. I saw them coming in. Don't worry. If not, we'll be here forever, y'all.
Don't get too excited.
I know, literally. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. How long does it usually take you to, like, you know, produce produce
tracks
or like be there for your community or like, you know what I'm saying, prepare a program, like the thought process or...
Oh, when it comes to making music, I mean, it really just depends, man. Sometimes you go in, you can make three tracks in like, it could be 15 minutes. Then other times, you can make three tracks and it'd be 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, sometimes you get stuck on wanting a certain sound.
Mm, yes.
I know, like, I even get challenged by one of my uncles. My uncle is like my father. He does some promotion stuff. And
shout
he challenges
out to
me.
Uncle.
Shout out to my uncle, man. Hey. UNC. he'll challenge me like, PJ, I want you to make a track like this, and he'll send me some old school like Michael Jackson.
Mm.
And be like, PJ, make a track like this, and I'm like, okay. So next you know, I'm listening to Michael Jackson for like 2 days straight, so I can get the feel of the music. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes, they more inspiration.
Yeah, more inspiration. So again, that may take me a little bit longer because I want to be able to produce that sound and really engulf myself in that sound. But when it comes to my community, man, I'm there, man. I'm really involved in my community in Bridgeport. Working with some young people, working with my local congregation at my church, man. Doing some volunteering with Distinguished Gentlemen on campus.
Oh yeah.
Every week they're at Achievement First Elementary School, mentoring young boys in third and fourth grade.
Shout out to DG, mm-hmm. Distinguished Gentlemen.
Yeah.
We have the president in the building.
Yeah. President right here.
I'm leaving soon though. So. Yeah. DJ's working hard, passionate man. We appreciate you again for coming, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any closing remarks for our viewers out there?
Mm. Yeah, no, I would just say, you know, really think about why you do what you do. I think a lot of times people just keep on going and going and moving and moving and don't stop and take a second to think about what's meaningful for you and what's meaningful for your life. I was actually talking with one of my coworkers today where we just talked about sometimes you can just get caught up in just doing. Where you don't step back, man, and reflect and think about, well, what's the purpose of me doing this? Mm. And like you talked about a winning circle. Why am I around these people? Who's around me? They say flocks of a feather flock together. You know what I mean? So like if people in your circle are a certain kind of way, it's a reflection of who you are.
Who you are, yes.
So I'm just big on taking some time to think about, okay, well, what's next? Where am I going? Why am I doing what I do? Mm. And for me, man, I'm around some people that are just great, man. And they're really big on... pushing me and I'm pushing them just to be great. Again, that circle was tight, man. And I'm big on family, man.
Mm. Yes.
The Godfather.
Family's everything.
Godfather. That's your favorite movie.
I love The Godfather, too.
Godfather's a great movie.
That's a great movie,
I've never
movie,
watched
man.
It. Maybe I got to watch it, too.
You have to.
Got to watch The Godfather, man.
Got to do that.
How long is that movie, though?
Like 3 hours.
2 to 3.
It's not the Titanic, though, but it's long, though.
Titanic is forever.
It's more action, though.
Okay. Is it better than one of my favorite movies, Django Unchained?
It's way better than Django, man.
You said way better?
Way better. The Godfather is a classic, man.
It's a classic.
Django ain't a classic. I'm sorry, bro.
Not yet.
It won't be, bro.
Why not?
The ending was whack. I gotta keep it real with you. The ending was whack. It was a good movie up until the ending. The ending was like, it went to like Toy Story. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
predictable.
It was bright. Did you see it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but.
That's debatable, y'all, okay?
What you think? No, Pat, like, to me, the build-up was so dope, and then you got to the end, and it was like, yeehaw, cowboy. I'm like, yeehaw, cowboy, man. I'm like, what happened?
Not the strongest ending, but not the weakest ending.
Yeah, I feel you. It was like the other movies that we won't talk about.
there's a lot of other movies.
What do you think about the quote, Patty? What do you think about the quote?
I think everything that PJ said, Janae said, everyone was saying was just like wrapping it up into a nice little gift for all our viewers. You know, gifts. Oof. Just like our gifts here today. Shout out to Janae, even though she left. We really appreciate you.
Shout out to Janae, yeah.
PJ, thank you again for coming today.
Yes, sir.
Akbar, you know, do you have any thank yous to say? Closing remarks?
I do. I mean, thanks for, you know, for everybody who tuned in, who listened to us. Thank you for, you know, our wonderful guest here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's very, very great momentum. Like, I definitely agree with what you say, PJ. That's powerful. Surrounding yourself with the right people, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing, man. And also taking a step back to see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I always use this when I go to galleries, paintings, you know, to see paintings. You cannot see the meaning of the painting by just being this close to the painting. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, for the painting, you have to go back and puzzle, you know, put all the puzzle pieces together and see the whole image of the art, what the artist wanted to say. I don't think it can work for everyone, but that's for just for painting. But you know, in life, sometimes you don't know. Mm-hmm. You step back and you don't see, you know, what's going on. You know, something. You know, just you know, surround, you know, find some good people and surround yourself with them, and maybe they will show you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, right here, you know, you need to do a move right here, a good move right here. You know what I'm saying? So, something like that. Come on now.
Yes, we love it.
Yeah, it's 2020. You need to
2020. You're passion. You know, keep thriving, everybody. Follow us on Instagram again. That's at
DAE
anyone.
Anyone.
At DAE anyone, everybody, please. And follow PJ's Instagram.
Yes, sir. Zion Sound LLC. And again, our podcast is Word on the Beat. Check us out on YouTube.
Yes, keep supporting.
Word on the Beat. Very simple.
We love supporting each other. This winner circles right here, you know.
Winner circle.
Keep motivating each other. Maybe one day we can come to your show.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I can't sing, you know.
We have you sing on there, man. You play the guitar and everything. Stop playing.
Oh, man.
Stop
I gotta playing. Be humble over here. You know?
Stop playing.
But we're really grateful again. Tune in, not next week, but the week after for our next episode. Follow us again on Instagram for all of the information about where to find us on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. I don't know, Donkey Podcast. I don't know. There's like
Uncle's Podcast.
Yeah, everyone. Anchor FM.
All of it.
So please keep supporting the Day Show. Remember, the Instagram is at
DAE anyone.
Thank you, PJ. Look, he remembered. He's gonna fall asleep and he's gonna start saying that in sleep. He's gonna be like
DAE anyone.
And don't forget to make that beat, PJ. Thank you very much. Yes. So I guess this is the end of the show.
Asante.
Arigato.
Murakaze.
Trimakasi.
Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you again. This is WVOF radio station listening on 88.5. The Day Show tonight. Woo!
Yay.
Killing it.
Which